Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Mr. Green?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Mr. Green. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
Hi, no bad. No bad.
That's good. Just for data protection, Mr. Green, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 4BR Cotton Road.
Perfect. And can you confirm your date of birth as well for me, please?
31st.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, and I can see that the password on your account is Tree Surgeon.
Yeah.
Perfect, sir. We have now received a application number from the Scottish Reader Scheme, and we can now move forward with your application, sir. So you're now speaking with, as I said, Aaron from the investigation team here at MMA Legal. Yeah. I'm just here to give you a call and just obviously go through your care settings with you in regards to how you being in care may have affected you and if it does still affect you. I'll also get some details from yourself in regards to where you're registered with your doctors, confirm your care settings in what local authority they are under, and then I'll give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to go moving forward, go through some legal fees, and then I'll send you back on your way to have a nice Tuesday afternoon. Does that sound okay, Mr. Green?
Aye, sure. Yep.
Perfect, sir. So just so I can start off by gathering the best knowledge about yourself, are you currently suffering from any health issues at the minute? Mental health issues at the minute?
No.
Okay. Okay, and have you ever suffered from any mental health?
No, I've never been to a doctor or anything like that. Depressed over the past suicidal. But I kind of come out of that.
Okay, was that from the effects of being in care, was it?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was, you know, that was kind of going on.
Okay. Okay, and did you make your GP aware or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. That's not the problem. Okay, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
Yeah, I drink alcohol.
Okay. And is that daily, every other day, or, you know, weekly?
It used to be every day, but I've managed to cut it back. Pretty much every day.
Okay.
Lately I've cut it right back.
And would you say that you're drinking alcohol to kind of mask your feelings and your emotions?
Yeah, but it also helped with socialising as well. I was able to socialise if I drank.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Kind of get rid of your anxiety, then if you'd deal with people about that.
Okay, and do you take any recreational drugs at all, sir?
Just cannabis.
Okay, and is that for, did you just smoke it of a day or of a night to help you sleep,
that's
anything like that?
More for sleep.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, and just obviously expanding on the cannabis use. If say you didn't you didn't smoke cannabis overnight, is it that you may experience nightmares or anything like that?
You just kind of stop thinking.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sir. Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, Mr. Green, and I do apologise on asking so. As I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Yeah, self-harmed.
Okay, and when may that have been?
That was in one particular place I was in. It was a boarding school in Lanark. I can't actually remember the name of that. I know roughly where it was, but...
Okay, and have you ever tried to take your own life?
No, I've thought about it, but...
Okay.
I've been pretty close to it. An everyday cunt, so I went through my head every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I managed to block out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that. So I do apologise. Obviously, you know, you came to that situation where, you know, it felt like there wasn't really much of a resolution to life, but I'm glad to be speaking to you today, Mr. Green, and, you know, we're here to look on, you know, the better side of things and get some kind of, like, you know, payback towards the Scottish Government for what you've been through.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes sense in it, you know, in the nicest way possible. Yeah.
It was just the boarding schools that were issues, Ken. That one where I self-harmed, I got restrained constantly in there.
Oh, wow, was you?
And restrained on the floor, for quite a long period of time. Sometimes kind of skin would be off the side of your elbows or off your face.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that. Obviously, the more I do come across these cases and, you know, different people's experiences, it's just completely not the nicest way to to have been treated, and especially as a young boy and teenager, it's
stressed you. No, that's where you ended up self-harming and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, of course, and it's not as I said, it's not nice to have experienced for yourself. Well, I can only imagine to be so. So I do apologise on our behalf for what you've been through, sir. It's not the nicest.
Right.
But yeah, we're here to help you get through this process, and we're on your side. You know, we believe you, we hear you, and we're here to work with you and for you to as I said, get back at the Scottish Government and the local authorities for the wrongdoing that they've done. But thank you for being honest and open with them questions. I do really appreciate that, Mr. Green. Just want to grab some details in regards to where you're registered with your doctors, if that's okay, please.
Currently, it's Darvo.
Could you spell that one for me?
D-A-R-V-E-L.
Okay. And is that medical practice or surgery?
I don't know about doctors much. I think it's a medical practice.
Okay.
I'm not
really
sure. There is only one doctor in
Darvo. Okay, I'll have a look now. Yeah, I've got that one here.
I think it's medical group.
Yeah. Darvo Medical Practice. Ayrshire. The health centre, Lochore Terrace. Okay, perfect. And how long have you been registered at Darvel for, sir?
Probably about 4 years.
Okay. Okay, and then moving on to your care settings, we have the first care settings being Kirk Michaels. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that was the first place as well.
Was that the boarding school, was it?
Yeah, that was a boarding school as well. I was only in two boarding schools, there was one in Lanark and the one at Kirk Michael.
Yeah.
I was in children's homes as well, but I never had any issues with a children's home.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a look.
and it says, I'll just read your personal statement. During your time at school, it was awful. Staff were bullies. It was all that, but there was two.
So yeah, it's called St. Michael's School, St. Michael's Residential School. It's a List D approved school. Okay, that's perfect. St. Michael's Residential School. Okay. So I do apologise in calling it St. Michael's. That's what it's actually coming under as the authoritative name.
Right.
So with St. Michael's, sir, how long would you say you was there for?
I don't know. I was really young when I was there. That could have been 3 years, 2, 3, 4 years. I don't know.
Okay, I'll put 2 to 4 years. Well, I'm not really needing an exact time. An approximate time is always good.
Yeah.
But obviously, when we request for these records, we'll be able to confirm that time with you then.
Yeah. I was kind of in there to the play. I was looking the last one when it shut down. And
yeah.
Yeah, so I was kind of towards the end.
Yeah.
That was the only one in there. But I don't know when I went in there. I was sort of probably about 12, or than 12, maybe even younger.
Yeah. Okay.
So Clyde Van Helsing appears that and that is close to Quay Main Avenue. Yeah.
Okay, and then we've got your next boarding school here being Lanark Boarding School near Moss Bank Road.
Yeah.
So does Moss Bank School, Moss Bank Residential School, ring any bells?
It would have been a residential because I was a school there and I lived there, stayed there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it says. Michael, I got educated there, Ken, and then you kind of went to school there and you lived there.
Yeah.
The rest of Children's Homes, it was just Children's Homes. I was at a main school by then.
Yeah. Okay, and how long was you at Moss Bank for, sir?
Moss Bank, probably a couple of years, maybe.
Okay, I've gone for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. It could have been more, it's not long ago.
Yeah. Okay. Moss Bank was northeast of Glasgow, and we've got St. Michael's Residential School. St. Michael's Residential School. Just to clarify with me, sir, obviously, St. Michael's Residential School, what area was that in?
St. Michael's. St. Michael's, did you say? I've got Michael's.
St. Michael's, sorry, yeah.
St. Michael's.
Yeah, the one that's called Kerr Michael's, or was.
Oh, right, that was in, I think, South Ayrshire.
South Ayrshire.
South Ayrshire, aye, near Maybole and Ayr.
Yeah.
It's just a wee tiny village.
Just confirming, obviously, Moss Bank Residential School, that was more so the Glasgow region.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The
lineup. Yeah. Okay, nobody says. So once we do request for your medical records and your care setting records, once we receive them, would you like us to share that information with yourself?
Aye, please, yeah.
Of course, yeah, that's not a problem. Brentwood Life Records to be shared once received. Okay. So, Mr. Green, this journey that you and I are about to embark on, this is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. During that time, every 4 to 5 weeks, we'll be giving you an update on how we're progressing with your case and what we're doing to strengthen your case as well. What we first and foremost like to do as a law firm is get an official apology from the Scottish Government for their, obviously, recognition of wrongdoing during your time in care. And also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. This case is settled behind closed doors by an independent panel within the Scottish Government. So what that means is you or I don't have to attend anywhere. This, as I said, is all done behind closed doors. So all I'll be doing is, later down the line, is I'll be informing you of when your case is going to be getting listened to. And also the result of the, you know, the final proceedings of your case, and what that may be. When it comes to the legal side of things, I will have to run through this, and unfortunately my colleague, I know Billy, may have already done this for you a couple of weeks ago. I just have to do this for my compliance team. Once this is done, I'll just check over your documents and make sure we've got everything in order to go alongside your application, and then I'll be able to then send you on your way.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Green. Yeah. So when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you do or are applicable to three types of funding. Option one is that you can apply through this application yourself, and that's without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. That's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm within England or Scotland who participate in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they are paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government to handle your case, but they do not charge any fees. Obviously, for legal reasons, they can't disclose exactly how or what they do with your case. All we do know is that they are accepted of a handout from the Scottish Government with that £2,000. With ourselves being option three, we don't like to take handouts or get handouts from the Scottish Government, shall I say. We are a private and independent law firm, so we do work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any legal fees. We don't want to cause that financial burden or stress upon yourself. We are covered in that sense. If and when the case does go in our favour, we do charge a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. So it does not matter on what compensation you may receive. We'll never come looking for more, but we do just want to be settled for the time, work and effort put into your case to present it to the best of what we can. So with them three options being read to yourself, Mr. Green, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward?
Yeah, with the last option, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Okay, I'll just check over your documents now and then we'll be good to go. So I can see, Mr. Green, that we are missing a proof of identification and proof of address. So right. do you have maybe a driver's license or passport that you could send to us at all?
Driving license.
Yep, okay. And do you have a proof of address dated within the last 3 months?
Probably.
Maybe like a council tax bill. They're only acceptive of 12 months with it being a yearly bill.
That's from my I'd need
to have a look at him. Well, do you have a passport as well as a driver's license?
I have a passport there, yeah.
Yep, okay. If you can send over your passport and your driver's license to us with all four corners showing, I'll send you an email once we get off the phone and you can just reply back with them documents attached. Okay. Just with all four corners showing for us, just so we can attach that with your application when we send it off to the Scottish Redress Scheme. And then that'll be pretty much everything that we need at the minute, sir. But before I let you go, is there any questions from yourself at all?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, well, yeah, save this number. As I said, that my name is Aaron, so I'll be your case handler moving forward. So if you do have any questions or anything like that, you are more than welcome to give me a call back.
Right, brilliant, Aaron.
Not a problem, Mr. Green. Just before I do let you go, can you just confirm your email address for me, please?
Is it whittlingcrafts@yahoo.co.uk?
No, I've got one with...
Is it MG Tree Care?
That's the one, yeah. Would you like me to change it for you to a better email address?
No, it's just I use a few.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah, I've got a business, so.
Yeah.
Right, aye, no worries.
No worries,
that one's fine.
Yeah,
okay,
no, I'll send you an email over now, and yeah, just reply back with them documents attached for me, please.
Okay, I will do. I'll be on that now.
Perfect, Mr. Green. Thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful afternoon.
Right, you too, Aaron. Cheers, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.